Now, fresh revelations about tax haven secrets of the ultra-rich have provoked reactions from the European Union. The European Commissioner for Economic and Financial Affairs, Pierre Moscovici, has described as shocking the huge new leak of financial documents dubbed the Paradise Papers. He says the new scandal shows once again that some companies and rich individuals are ready to do anything to avoid paying taxes. The EU official has called on all member states to immediately adopt a European tax havens blacklist, as well as other dissuasive measures. The leak contains more than 13 million documents, mostly from one leading firm in offshore finance. Top companies, politicians and dignitaries, including Britain's Queen, have been named in the Paradise Papers.
In a time of austerity and belt tightening for the very poorest in the United Kingdom, the revelation that Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has been enjoying the fruits of a complex tax avoidance scheme is bound to cause anger in some circles. Despite the monarchy being propped up by taxpayers' money, the Duchy of Lancaster, the Queen's private estate, has invested in a Cayman Island fund as part of an offshore portfolio, including in a firm that was ordered to pay over £14 million compensation to customers last month. The investment group for the Duchy insists they have acted within the law and that the Queen pays taxes on her profits, but there are still serious questions to be answered.
In the case of the Queen, she certainly then acts within the law and pays the right amount of tax. But the essence of the thing is this idea that extremes of wealth are in some way good for the mass of the overall economy and the ordinary people. They are not. It is most unfortunate that the monarchy should be identified and put in basically in the same basket as a lot of crooks.
The Queen now finds herself embroiled in a scandal that's not entirely of her own making, but it's one that underscores the sheer inequality of British society. The fact remains, for the Queen and the rest of the super rich, there is one set of financial rules for them and another set entirely for everyone else. As more names join the roll call of tax avoidance shame, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has waded in on the row.
If a very wealthy person wants to avoid taxation in Britain and therefore put money into a tax haven somewhere, who loses? Schools, hospitals, housing, all those public services lose, and the rest of the population have to pay to cover up the deficit created by that.
With over 13.4 million files from two offshore service providers and tax haven companies registration, the Queen is bound to be joined by more high-profile names who'll of course be left red-faced explaining their financial affairs. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.